that, let's sing together.
Dudi, what did you want? Ask now. Later we'll sing.
I can sing also. Can I ask questions about anti-Semitism? Is it a good time now?
Well, ask.
Yesterday, we were almost 100 friends, men and women, in a congress on the topic of coping with anti-Semitism, racism, and the digitalism in the University of Haifa. And from the things that I heard by the speakers, the professors, a few questions came up in me. Maybe other questions want to ask also. I wanted to know, what is the limit between legitimate criticism against the State of Israel and anti-Semitism?
I don't think that you can criticize Israel in a legit way before you understand the world, Israel, their role, the attitude between themselves. So you can't criticize. Critique is something a person can give if he understands these fundamentals. He knows it all. He knows what's the right thing for the time being with respect to the fundamentals of nature. Then he can criticize someone, say, this is right, this is wrong. If at all, there is room for criticism here, both in a good way and in a bad way. You understand? That's it. That's why I don't see. Well, there is no choice. Reality is there. Anti-Semitism is out there. To research it is required, but we should research it in, as we say, we are in favor of researching anti-Semitism, but you have to understand its foundations of this phenomenon. And out of that, you can conclude things. Deduce. When we start researching anti-Semitism, we discover that the truth is all the accusations, well, not all of them, maybe some accusations are stupid, but these accusations against Israel are correct. I'm talking about the nation of Israel. The state of Israel is something else. These accusations against the people of Israel are right. You just have to understand what's right about it and what's wrong. That is what's the foundation of it. It's completely not the way these people who blame the people of Israel are saying. And you also have to understand the solution. That our opinion is different than the one who talk about Israel and the state of Israel and the cause for the behavior of the Jews and the cause of their own behavior, the ones who blame, who accuse. In short, we can open this whole picture and to give our foundations to it. Yes?
Is there an end to the coping with anti-Semitism? Do you see an end to it?
I hope not. Because without anti-Semitism, we won't be able to advance to the main thing, which is the purpose of creation. The people of Israel, without any pressure on them, they won't be able to scrutinize their role, their destiny, and to realize it. Rather, everything that's going on in the world is for the people of Israel to realize their role. And anti-Semitism within this matter is the main thing. Yes?
If there are so many actions from above, from the government, social, parliament, worth of billions of dollars that people are investing in it, why at the bottom of the pyramid on the street, the violence on the background of anti-Semitism is still continuing?
As much as you want to fight this phenomenon, what you mean is, yeah?
Yes, as much as they tried, you know, the government, etc.
You will never be able. Never will you be able. And that's the way it always happened throughout history. You can never calm down a natural action inside a person when he feels this hatred, this aversion from the Jews, from the state of Israel. You can never cancel it by an order from above, from the government. You can't. Because this comes from nature that wants, each and every one in the world feels that he has something negative towards the people of Israel, towards the state of Israel. If it's not yet each and every one, it will soon happen. That's the direction we're developing to. That's on the one hand. On the other hand, you'll see that you can't do anything with it. You cannot do anything. Some say, let's just destroy them, as it was in the past. Let's just destroy them. Well, everything will calm down. That too won't happen. Humanity doesn't understand how much force there and the need for the presence of the people of Israel in reality. This phenomenon is not to be related to as other phenomena in our life. It's something special. You have to distinguish it from all the rest of the phenomena, just as you have Earth, with all its qualities and properties, the way it revolves and the solar system, you have anti-Semitism. And I would say it's much deeper and more profound, this problem, because it stems from the role of humanity in reaching identification with the Creator. So what are you talking about here? Where does it start and where does it end? From the Ein Sof, from infinity. It cascades down to this world and back to Ein Sof. You understand, it's higher than this whole world, even higher than the upper system. Because here we're talking about the spark of the Creator that exists in the created being, leading them to correction. And this spark of the Creator that exists in all the created beings that brings them to correction is called a Jew, a connection, unity. And, well, in the meantime, subconsciously, you hate it. And that's exactly.
So, still, how do we cause the preventive actions and cure on a higher level, on the government level, to percolate down?
On the state level?
Yeah, there are many bodies trying, organizations trying to stop anti-Semitism.
They don't understand what's the reason or the outcome here or what needs to be done. They just do what they do. They're trying to say what? We're good, stop beating us up. Why do you hate the Jews? Look, they do good to all of humanity. They don't understand the reason. Without the cause, it doesn't matter what you smear on the wound. If it's not the remedy, it's not going to heal. But in the meantime, you're spending billions on this, whatever paste you're trying to smear on the wound, like you're saying, and they're going to keep spending more and more, and the wound is just, festering.
So what is the role of these bodies or organizations that are trying to fight anti-Semitism?
To get good money and live well. I don't see any other reason. I also tried to be in contact with them. And they say, no, we have our own way. We're good. No one wants to evaluate, to embrace any idea from the outside. We know how to reach our donors. That's it.
So should we argue with anti-Semites?
I don't think I have any argument with them. I want to explain to them why they hate Jews. I'm not saying they're not right. I'm saying you're right, but you need to see the cause of what's happening. Because if we understand the cause, then you can take your hatred, which is a huge power, and then you can channel it in the right direction and reach the right result. Otherwise, you're not going to do it. Otherwise, you're not going to reach any good result. You're just consuming yourselves. Your lives is... I'm not envy at any anti-Semite who has this constant ongoing hatred, and which is eating himself up. And we want to help you to see together what the cause is and research it, not emotionally, but logically. Look at nature, look at history, look at what's happening, and then from logic and a rational approach, you'll understand what to do. And you'll come to a point where only good will come out of that, yeah?
Anti-Semitism in the past was a way for us to encourage people to emigrate to Israel and gather all the Jews here. But nowadays, how can we use anti-Semitism?
To encourage anti-Semites until Jews will run away from everywhere to Israel. Anti-Semites help Zionists. That's what you're talking about?
No, if in the past anti-Semitism was a tool, a means that helped us, people who used it to get more Jews to Israel here, what's the next stage for that? How the people of Israel should relate to anti-Semitism if it's no longer a means for it?
If the Jewish people, wherever they are in the world, if they don't hear now and understand that they have a chance to leave all of the dangerous places, then they'll reach a state where they'll start being killed there. That's what's happened in Germany. Germans, at first, cooperated with Zionists and wanted to send Jews from Germany to Israel. And they would give money to help them come to Israel and buy a home here or some land or start a factory or do something. There was assistance. The government of Germany encouraged it. Did you read that book by Chaim?
It's not printed yet.
Okay. So, what am I saying? That this is how it was, and history is coming back. And that's what will happen. If we don't learn, then it's going to have to happen again.
Let me ask again.
No, if the Jews would come here to the land of Israel, anti-Semitism would not stop. But together with coming from there to here, there has to be some work done. Why are we coming? Why are we gathering? Why do we need to be here? What is happening to us? What the hatred is for? Jews need to understand this whole process and be a part of it, and turn it into some sort of a conclusion. Until the people of Israel unites, the whole world cannot unite, and no one in the whole world cannot connect to the Creator. And so the reason here is in R10. if we connect, then everyone around us will begin to feel the need for connection.
What might unite between politicals and thinkers and people of the media, etc., so that they all unite against anti-Semitism?
Understanding the purpose. Nothing besides that. We live in a state where we must start talking about the purpose of creation, the reason for creation, the why we are living, what for. We have to know that. Humanity is entering a multifaceted, total crisis. And this is what will give the answer to everything.
Yesterday I also heard you use the term the correction of the world, and I wanted to know, what is the correction of the world according to the wisdom of Kabbalah?
I don't understand how these words, tikkun olam, correction of the world, can be in use, not by Kabbalists. I don't understand that at all. What do they consider tikkun olam? What, taking care of the ecosystem? Something like that? Tikkun olam, correction of the world, for us means that we correct the nature of creation, which is the will to receive, and that will to receive requires correction. And when it's corrected, then the whole world will be corrected. And that's because the will to receive is the inner engine of the entire world. Throughout all the worlds, on all levels, in every individual, in every item, every element, still vegetative, animate, human, there's only will to receive. And if the will to receive is corrected through the others, to expanding to the whole of reality, which when that means the Creator, then everything will fall into place. And that's what we mean by correction of the world. But the correction of the world can happen only by awakening the upper force, the light that reforms. And that cannot happen by any other method besides the wisdom of Kabbalah, which explains to us that we need to connect. And through our connection, we need to delve into our connection and see where we cannot connect at the center of the ten, and there we have to see the influence of that force of connection, and to the extent that we demand to connect, to that extent there is correction of the world. All right. Yes, there in the back.
When we try to understand and explain the reason for anti-Semitism according to the wisdom of Kabbalah, it's a very difficult topic. The more a person advances in spirituality, will he feel it and understand it better internally, the reason for anti-Semitism?
Yes, of course, sure. But on the condition that he actually studies the authentic wisdom of Kabbalah and all the explanations, etc. But if he doesn't do that, then he won't, of course. And I don't think that people on the outside are going to better understand from day to day. No. They're going to feel it, but understanding it is very difficult. You have to first have a general picture. You have to see the process. It's a process of explanation, education, and taking part in that process of education. We can approach it differently. Also, start from talking about the integrated world and how humanity, which is the interior of the world, has to reach that integrated round shape as well. And so we have to begin uniting and attracting that force of nature, that is connection, etc., this integrated connection. And how do we do that? And so we need education. And as part of that education is the matter of anti-Semitism, which can be sort of the incentive. I see it as the key to approach big populations and explaining in different ways through anti-Semitism about what the correction of the world really is. That's what we need to put together. That we don't care about anti-Semitism per se. We look at it as means for the correction of the world. Hatred is hatred. There's a lot of hatred in the world, but this kind of hatred emerges because we don't fulfill our role. Look how the Creator is doing this to awaken us to carry out our role. Therefore, don't hate the anti-Semites. See them as angels, messengers who come to you and tell you what you have to do. We just have to see, to think, Dudi, you're here? How do we use anti-Semitism, those circles of anti-Semites, how do we use them, all those people and organizations, in order to convince them and then explain to all of humanity the root for anti-Semitism and the direction for the correction of the world. That they'll take part in that, that they will see that they are needed, required players in the correction of the world. I see it as an auxiliary force, an assistance, helpmate against thee. But it's an assistance. Without darkness, there can't be light. We have to have something in order to differentiate between this and that. If there are anti-Semites, it means you're not fulfilling your role, because if you would, everyone would be in your favor. That's it. What else do you have to say? And the fact they don't understand it and don't feel it that way and they just hate you and want to kill you and so on, that's just out of lack of the correct work on your part. The Creator gave us everything. If we still can't explain the purpose of creation, the purpose of life, what's the Jewish role, and those who hate the Jews, etc. If we cannot explain this, then we are to blame, because we know this map and the whole grand scheme. New York.
From all the conversations we're having with Jews, non-Jews, at least to me it seems like to take on the role of the people of Israel and all this plan is even more difficult than to enter into spiritual work. It's like it's more logical for a person to think that there's some spiritual world that I can work on than to think that there's some kind of big plan that involves a whole nation. It sounds so unrealistic. I simply hear all the Kabbalists and what's happening there and what's against it. At least at one point, people were more religious. Today, Americans are less religious. Jews are less religious. There's no foot to stand on. It's like, what's the message? How do you even approach them? What is the Creator pushing us towards here? I don't understand.
I also don't know what to say. Just know that we don't have any other way. What we learn, what we know, let's disseminate all of that. I don't even know in what way. I don't want to limit you. do whatever you can. But just keep doing, each and every moment, take care of that. Because through that, the correction of the world will come. Now, how to explain? I don't know. You want to try through the four phases of direct light? Try that way. Someone else wants to try through anti-Semitism? Try that way. Whatever you want, what you want. Just explain. I don't know. I don't know what needs to be done here. I too feel helpless in approaching especially the Jews. I don't know. Still, publish another booklet, a few more articles about anti-Semitism, about the causes, about a few more things. Let's do what's in our power to do. But just to do it, meaning whatever is in my ability to do, I do it today. Tomorrow, whatever is in my ability to do, I do it. That's it. In a simple way. Yes, Leo.
No, so that's the question, whether this whole state that's being revealed to us in the anti-Semitism is in order for each of us to do some inner correction, actually. It's not clear if there's some external care here that we're supposed to do, but it's all pushing us towards inner organization or prayer.
Guys, you know everything that I know. The rest, about the inner stuff, that doesn't have to do with dissemination. The bit more and a bit more of the inner things that you're going to learn, it doesn't have to do with dissemination. You see, Baruch Sulam wanted to add more things. I think that if all of us, every one of us, each and every one will do something through the virtual systems, the virtual networks, then a change will happen. Some change will happen. At least let's advertise as much as we can, wherever we can, the explanation for the reason for anti-Semitism and the correction of the world. That we are not against this phenomenon, not trying to go against it, we're trying to just channel it, use it in order to correct the world, to correct human society, to really reach the upper world, something far more beautiful than what we can imagine today, that we can use this lever in order to really leverage our existence. The anti-Semitism seems to be some side phenomenon, but if we relate to it correctly, we can correct all the flaws of human society, whether it's economics or culture or ecology or whatever it is. Anything. You can fix everything and fix it to its full, complete, perfect form if you start correcting anti-Semitism. It's the foundation for the whole transformation.
The Jews that we need to talk to, do they eventually need to understand this with their intellect or to go above reason?
Preferably that they should understand it. That's why let's write as much as possible. Everyone, as much as they can. Or if they can't, take what we write and spread it everywhere. That's how it is. I don't have more to say. Oh, we have Moscow. Moscow.
We have two questions, Rav. And I'm asking the translators to correct it correctly. First question. Imagine to yourself, Rav, that now in this lesson, the most juiciest of anti-Semites are watching you and they're asking this question. How would you answer it? What is the best method to rise above the natural rejection called anti-Semitism?
I thought, what would be the best method to kill Jews? Say it again. Say the question again.
What is the best way to overcome the natural rejection called anti-Semitism?
What do you mean, natural rejection? Ah, that there the rejection towards Jews. How can they come to a neutral or even friendly attitude towards Jews? Yeah. That's exactly what I just explained. They have to understand the root of the problem. You cannot change anything without the educational system. If you educate them about what's happening, by that you already correct it. And you transform each and every person to a partner in the correction of the world. And they have to understand first that this hatred comes to them from above, and we appreciate, we respect this hatred, because it's a very strong thrust, propeller of movement. It shouldn't disappear. No, on the contrary. In our language, we say it's coming from the Creator. And so, we just have to use it correctly to explain the reason and how to use it for correction. How to turn them into partners. Nothing else, to turn them into partners. All right?
An additional question?
Yes.
Yesterday, I listened to the lesson. My wife heard the lesson. She asked me a question in the evening. She says, I feel on myself anti-Semitism, and you don't feel it, and you won't feel it like the Rav is saying, because you're not Jewish. And you won't be able to feel this until you get closer to spirituality. In the intellect, I understand that those people who study the wisdom of Kabbalah eventually are responsible for the suffering of the world, and there is such a problem like anti-Semitism. But there's no such feeling. How to make all of this, to invert all of this from the intellect to feeling?
You cannot. You cannot do it. It's impossible. Until you transcend your nature, rise above your body, and truly exist in spirituality, you can't do it. You can't even say almost up until the final correction. A person falls to corporeality, to his corporeal form, and then he ties himself to his body and stays whatever it is, English, Russian, Jewish, whatever. I can't explain this. A person who feels himself as Jewish in this world, corporeally Jewish, he has a different, completely different sense of the world and perception of the world than a person who is not Jewish. It is that way. Because it's a matter of the Reshimot. But we have to work above that. It doesn't matter for us. Where do we all unite? In the center of the ten, in the purpose of creation. And therefore, everyone comes to that point from his angle. So you could be Chinese or American, or including the Jews, the non-Jews, it doesn't matter. Everyone moves towards that same goal. That's what we're working towards. But in a corporeal way, sure, you cannot feel that as if you're a Jew. It's not going to work. It's not going to happen. But these things, still, we have to work above that, above all that. In the meantime, there is a difference. Okay, yes? Are we going to study something? Yes, Marcus.
One of the speakers yesterday was saying that despite all the anti-Semitism, today is the best time to be a Jew. There's a state, there's the best conditions in history to be a state. How would you respond to that?
I don't know. Who was that? Probably someone from the university or something, someone who's getting money for it. What?
Yeah, something like that.
In short, an Israeli politician. I don't think that someone who's overseas and lives there is happy about the state of Israel. Unless looks at it as a haven, as a safe haven, that to be used in time of need. I also don't see it differently, that it's happening differently. I don't see in any Jew today in the world that they're happy about the existence of Israel. It used to be that way a few years ago, maybe, that people would take pride in that and think differently. Today, since reprimanded and blamed for what's happening here and towards the Arabs, then of course no Jew overseas is happy to be connected to Israel. We have to understand it's a simple will to receive. What do you want from people? Each and every beast, wherever it suffers beatings, it moves away from it. That's it. Yes, Niv. Wait, let him finish. Yeah.
There was also a certain panel with all kinds of representatives of different organizations who are battling anti-Semitism. We're talking about what they do. Let's say one brings Arabs to Israel to see how the Arabs are living together with Jews and creating a good feeling of Israel, and it's an eye-opener. Another talks to evangelists and on the basis of the Bible who are supportive of Israel. And I thought that if you or someone who represents our organization would stand there and say what we've done in order to care for this phenomena practically, what would we be able to say there?
What could we have said? That requires thinking. Certainly not through the wisdom of Kabbalah, because it's accepted as a part of the Torah, and then you have to first clean it from all the prejudice. It's not simple. But rather to detach from the wisdom of Kabbalah and explain it through history, biology, all sorts of discernments that are more or less acceptable in human society. That there's a phenomenon here, and it's a unique phenomenon that occurs throughout history, and that's why we're so and so. And I would explain it, but without the wisdom of Kabbalah, which means that it's no longer me, it has to be someone else.
No, Niv.
Yes, Niv.
The main conversing that I heard was the describing the boycott, the BDS, and how it operates in a way that is unstoppable, what was depicted to me is all the efforts that are happening towards the explanation of what's happening in Israel is a drop in the sea towards this monster that they were describing.
You know how many popular Israeli people are part of the BDS movement? Some people came here who were, you know, who were participants in all kinds of active in all kinds of organizations that worked with the government and other offices, who said yes, I'm a member of the, I support the BDS, or then saying it openly and pridefully. So what do you want?
Yes, us too. When we were doing discussion circles, and we tried, at least one of the students there was wondering that she was even invited, because she said openly, but I support the BDS. A Jewish student. So first of all, what is the meaning of this enthusiastic phenomena that Jews are supporting such a thing?
That we already have, I think, a lot of material about why Jews hate Jews, what's happening there. Because the nature of people is to hate within them the quality through which they suffer the blows, and they cannot push it away. So they hate it. Who wants to keep a wound that is always painful? Of course you'd like to get rid of it, but as in the meantime you hate it, you want to push it away, you want to reject it, you want to distance yourself from it. And that's why it's not a wonder that every Jew is internally anti-Semitic, more than all the anti-Semitics, the anti-Semites that are not Jewish. And if you really examine carefully the very anti-Semites, you'll see that they're Jewish.
And the reason that they depicted themselves, at least, and there were several that were enthusiastic supporters of this boycott movement, the reason that they're saying is that they're humane, that they're for the Arabs and the Palestinians and all that.
I don't want to go into this argument.
No, I'm asking a different question about whether the reason for hating Israel is hatred for Israel or support for others.
Hatred doesn't need any proof. It's just hatred. You understand? You can bring 1,000 reasons. They can bring 1,000 other reasons. It's irrelevant. No one can win there, and no one will persuade anyone there. Yes.
What can we learn from the manner in which anti-Semites operate and the movement of boycotting in order to succeed in the explanation like they are?
To learn, you have to explain to everyone that, yes, you are guilty for not carrying out your role, and you're thankful for them pushing you back to your role. You understand? You turn to them like this. I'm with you in saying that you're right. I thank you for criticizing the Jews and the people of Israel, the state of Israel. And I thank you even more that without your work, the correction of the world will not occur. You understand? Start from things that you position them as the spearhead of all human development. It's a great light that appears in the world, the BDS. And then start explaining what it's about in a gradual, rational, realistic way. And you'll see how it works. At least they'll see that you are diverse, multifaceted, more flexible than them, agile than them. You have to know how to write.
Rav, could we say that this anti-Semitism feeling that Jews feel, meaning a Jew that feels anti-Semitism, is that in parallel to him hating his spiritual role?
Of course. Of course. Where else does it come from? Yes.
Meaning in a Jew feeling such sensations that we don't even understand the fact that he has resistance to this role, into this action, into doing his role, he sees Jews as a trouble as well from this point.
Look, from the moment you have a will to receive, and the will to receive stems from the Creator, the will to bestow. From these two points, everything that needs to evolve is already clear, and the integration between the two. All right, guys. Still, preface, pticha, or love of the Creator and love of the created beings. Pticha, preface of the Creator for the wisdom of Kabbalah.
We're moving to the